If any of you are news junkies, Mark and I tend to be, but all of the things that are going on with the Ukraine, and I don't know if you know that the Ukrainian president is Jewish. He is Jewish. He had family that died in the Holocaust. Their lives were taken. I don't think he's a religious Jew, but that doesn't have anything to do with what I wanted to say. This leader, I want you to take what I'm saying and begin to look with spiritual eyes. Whenever I look at the news or anything that's happening, I'm always looking with spiritual eyes and what is God saying? And I thought that the message that Pastor Mark brought today, how appropriate it is for us to take to heart the events in the world so that we are always looking with spiritual eyes, filtering whatever we see through the Word of God. Amen. But the leader, the president of Ukraine, has made the statement. He's not leaving. He's not running. He's standing there with his people. His wife is there and his children are there. He's not even sent his wife away to safety, nor his children. The people there are fighting. They're fighting for their country. They're fighting for their freedom, for their homes, and for their families, for their life, for their way of life. They want to live free. And this is what they're saying now. This is what came out. I heard this last night, and then I heard this again today. This is all for the glory of Ukraine. All the while being invaded, they're being bombed, attacked on all sides, if you look at the map. It is all the way around. It is to put them in bondage. That is the whole idea of this attack, this war from Putin. It is to bring them back and to put them. He's lost something. He wants to take it back. And thinking is that they are attacked. This is a small country. He thought that this would be over within 24 to 48 hours. It's a small country. It's a few people compared to him and what he has. And they would be frightened into surrender, willing to give up their freedom and just be glad to be alive, living under his harsh hand. But they rose up to fight because they have known freedom. The message today and what you should see in this is that Satan looks at us and he says, I want you back. He fights hard for your life and for my life. He uses the tool of pride. We know that fear is the opposite of faith. The one thing that the world struggles with most today is anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's being overcome with fear. I'm not saying fear is not real, but the only way that you're going to overcome it is through faith in Christ, is let your faith rise up. But what the word the Lord was showing me is that the church may seem small. You may think, who am I to fight this enemy who's coming to steal my life? If you are a Christian, if you're born again, you've known freedom in Christ. Amen. Our leader has not shrunk back from the battle. He went head on. And he defeated the enemy. And we are following behind him. They're standing there being given guns by their government. They are taking those guns to defend themselves. You're receiving the word of God to defend yourself.
That's right.
To stand and fight. In the days ahead, this is the weapon.
Amen.
This is the weapon of choice that our leader has given us.
Yes.
And he's given us faith. And are we going to fight for the kingdom and for the glory of God?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Good word.